There, I went to the Federal Reserve Bank in Boston for 2 years. I returned to Van Buren after 2 years because my mother was ill, and I returned in December, and she died the following March. After that, not having any dependents or special responsibilities, I answered the call to join the Army. And I was on active duty for 17 and a half years. They have been wonderful years. They were wonderful years. I retired in 1960. I was stationed in Washington. Several small stations or smaller stations in these headquarters in Washington, New York were Fort Riley, Fort Knox, Fort Belvoir. I'd had my original training at Fort Des Moines and Fort Oglethorpe in Georgia. I went to Japan in 1946 and was there 46, 47, 48. A period in my life which I often think was the most rewarding one for me because my work was interesting, and I also worked with the Jesuit missionaries, and I taught English conversation at the Jesuit college there called Sophia College. When I came back, I was assigned to Fort Lee for a while, then Washington. There I went to Heidelberg, Germany in 53, 54, and 55. While there, I was able to travel in many of European countries. I had also been able to go to China and Okinawa, Korea, while I was in Japan. I came back to New York, and in 1956, I married a widower from my hometown who lived 226 Main Street in Van Buren, just a little ways down the street from where I was at 37 Main Street. I stayed in the service until I was eligible for retirement in 1960, and since then I have been a homemaker. It has been a very interesting life, and I feel very fortunate.
Don't forget to say that you, when you retired, you were a major.
Oh, yes. I was a major when I retired, and I was regular Army. Oh, also, I forgot to say that way back while I was working at the Van Buren Trust in 1935, I was approached to go to the legislature as a representative from our area. I served two terms there, and that also was a wonderful experience, one which gave me a good experience. I was appointed to the State Personnel Board by the governor at the end of my second term, and I served on that 5 years. That was also a very worthwhile experience, and it helped to get me assignments in personnel work while I was in the service. My work in the service was usually connected with personnel or finance, having worked in both those lines before I went in. While I was in the service, I was also able to continue my studies, taking ESOFI courses while I was in Tokyo, attending University of Virginia while I was at Fort Lee, and attending the University of Maryland while I was in Heidelberg, Germany. This all helped to make life interesting and fun. I have wonderful friends from all over the world, it seems. Not quite all over, but from Europe and from Japan. I have a godchild, two godchildren in Japan. And I have wonderful memories. I thank God for them. My father loved the woods, and I remember Sundays particularly, the family would get together and we would go up what we call tote roads on the farm. He taught my brothers and I how to lean across a brook and drink the nice cool water from the brook. To this day, whenever I have a chance, I like to go back on those old tote roads, especially in the fall when the leaves have fallen on the road and there's usually a dew covering the red and orange and golden leaves, maple leaves, and the little bunch berries either in bloom or with their red berries. It's almost like a fairyland. That will always be a wonderful memory. I remember also that I believe it was my mother who told me that Grandfather Smith, while he was town clerk and constable, whenever there was an election, he would take the ballot box home and count the votes. When you get there, it seemed that no one ever questioned it, but I don't think anyone could do that now.
How about the pipe in the barn?
Oh, yes. And the at the old Smith Homestead farm, Herbie Smith lives there now. He's a cousin of mine. There was a pipe that came down from the hills. They were bough branches with a hole bored into them. The branches were connected with each other, and this formed the pipe that came into the barn, brought the water in. I always thought that I'd like to try that myself sometime, see if I could get a couple of branches connected together.